Yeah, very happy with that, Phil. Very much timely additions as well. I think it's been pretty obvious we've been running with a small squad all year and a relatively young squad, and to bring in the quality of players that we have in this week in Jason Walton from Salford and James Cunningham, who's obviously familiar with the club. He was here last year on loan from Hull FC. He's joined us now, both on permanent deals.
Yeah.
They're not loan deals. They've signed with us to the end of this season and for 2016, so they're part of the squad moving forward, and so it's exciting to have both those players. You know, I think James is 21 and Jason's 25, so they're still relatively young and hungry and ambitious, and I've got a point to prove, and they see obviously what I'm building down here at the Broncos, and they're excited by the future that we're building down here, and it's a credit that they want to buy in and be part of that. So, but like I said, very timely additions to the squad in terms of the amount of players that we've had at our disposal recently and the amount of games that we've had. It's certainly going to give us a bit of a lift.
And how important was it, as you say, to tie both players down to next year? I mean, part of the building for next season already starting before this season's anywhere near finished.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I know as a coach is you've got a plan. You've always got to be planning ahead. You've always got to be one step ahead. And, you know, I've been planning for 2016 really probably for the past 5 or 6 weeks. You know, we tied Reece Williams down first. I think it was back end of April, early May on a two-year deal. And I've been obviously touting and speaking to players since then, really, and we've agreed a couple of other deals that we haven't announced just yet, subject to a few things. And like I said, planning has already started for 2016, regardless of where we were to finish, because you can't be waiting and waiting and then trying to put a team together last minute. It just doesn't work. So, you know, we're going to make sure that we're better prepared and better equipped next season for the Championship and for the Super 8s.
And also, these signings mean that you can take a step back again. You don't have to put your body on the line, literally, come the weekend.
Absolutely. Well, that's the great thing about bringing in James Cunningham, mate. He's a hooker, so it certainly relieves me. I'm hoping it's going to relieve me. So there's still a lot of pressure on Ray Nasso to make sure his level of performance is good enough. So I'm not going to say I'm definitely retired for the second time just yet, because there's still a number of games to go. You know, we've still got 4 games in the Championship competition, and then we've still got 7 games, potentially 9. It depends on where we're what division we're in and whatnot in terms of the 8. So there's still quite a few games to go. So I may still have to make an appearance. Hopefully I don't. I really hope I don't have to, because we were chatting before. I'm just not a believer in player coaching. I just think you do a disservice to both roles, really, because you're trying to do everything sort of half cock, really, because you're 1 minute trying to take drills, but then you have to try, and then you have to actually be in them yourself, and then you can't coach on the run, and it's pretty difficult. But I think at the time I had to make that decision to play, because we were pretty desperate. The season looks pretty much over, and we're coming into some big games against Sheffield, Bradford and Lee, and we managed to jag 2 out of those 3, and then we went on to win the next 3 off the back of that, which I've played my part in on that. And it's just, like I said, disappointed to lose last weekend against Halifax. It may come to bite us. But again, I think a lot of the damage was done early in the season, if I'm being honest, Phil, in terms of we had a lot of turmoil in terms of a number of players being injured and leaving the club, the head coach leaving the club as well, and I kind of had to just, it was all kind of thrown on my head pretty early. And but I've managed to adapt, and the players have responded, I think, in the right manner. And slowly but surely, I think, and you'll probably agree yourself, at the sort of middle to back end of the season, we've seen large improvements for where we were at the start of the season. And hopefully, regardless of where we finish, top 4 or if we're in the bottom 8 for the Super 8s, you know, hopefully we can have a strong finish to the season and build some foundations moving forward into next year.
Next 4 games, 4 cup finals, potentially to get into the Super League playoff scenario. However, if that wasn't to be the case, there is still silverware to be played for in the bottom section of the Super 8s, and that actually would still be a very positive way to hit into the close season and then look forward to next season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got to look at the positives of it all, and I think if we're being realistic and being honest, you know, the expectation from the club was to be in the top 4 at the start of the season, and rightly so, because with the Super League team coming down here. So I've always said that if we didn't, it would be seen as a failure, because I think we should have been more than capable and prepared to finish in the top 4, but we haven't been good enough for various reasons. But again, you'd have to look at, if we are in that bottom 8, we'd have to look at the positives, and that is to go and win some silverware. And as we know with the London Broncos, we haven't won a lot of silverware in the 35-year history that we've had. So if we could go ahead and do that, it's certainly cap off probably what's been a disappointing season with something to be proud of at the end, and something, as you pointed out, to build upon leading into next season.
Just ahead of Sunday, Whitehaven, obviously, they're always when they come down from... from Cumbria. You're always going to get a challenge from a Cumbrian team.
Absolutely. Oh, mate, they're tough, they're honest, they're hardworking. I mean, they did us over at their place. Cumbria's always a tough place to go to, and they did a job on us up there. They beat us by 2 points, and I always was worried that game might come back on the Biters. But, yeah, and they've got a bit of confidence at the moment. They off the back of two good results. They pumped Doncaster last week, put 50 on them, and they beat Batley the week before. They pushed Sheffield the week before that. So they've turned a bit of a corner in recent weeks and grown in confidence. And like I said to the players, you know, every team now at this moment in time, and this is obviously the concept from the RFL with every minute matters, they're all desperate teams.
Yeah.
You know, why do they want to accumulate as many points as they can to avoid the drop? Because if you go into that bottom eight section, the bottom two teams get relegated to the Championship One. Mm. But you carry your points in from the league campaign into that. So these teams are all desperate to try and get as many points as they can before they come into that bottom eight section. So every team you face now have got something to play for, and they're all desperate, so they're all going to be a challenge. We can't disrespect the opposition, otherwise you'll come unstuck.
And just talking about moving forward, I know there's obviously an insecurity is the wrong word, but where the club will be playing next season has to be yet to be sorted out. As the head coach, you can't worry about that. You're putting a squad together, you've already started working on it, that is next season, if it were to be in the Championship, will definitely challenge it for top four.
Oh, well, that's it. I'm fortunate enough for me, you know, I've been over in this country for a long time, and I've played over here. Most of my professional career was played here. Spent 15 years here now in the country. I know both divisions, both the Super League and the Championship, so I know what it's about, and I know what type of players you need to get you out of this division. I was fortunate enough to play in games where I was promoted from this division to get into Super League and stuff like that, and captain teams to grand final wins. So I know what's needed to get out of it, and hopefully that experience will bode well in terms of the recruitment that I'm making. I've got no doubt in my mind that the team we'll have next season will be a more balanced team in terms of, you know, the age and the experience and whatnot. So I certainly believe we'll give ourselves a better chance. But it's like anything, you know, the players have to buy into what we're trying to do here, and they've got to ultimately perform, you know, and hit the performance levels on the day. But I certainly would be a lot more confident going into next season off the back of a strong pre-season and a quality squad.
And just finally, in regards to the restructuring, is it going to take a while to settle down, do you think, as a, you know, as a man with the experience that you've got? This is the first year that we've had it like this. Will it take a while? There are some people who say that the bigger clubs will get bigger as a consequence. Others say that actually it's possibly a more sensible way to try and get relegation back into the system.
Yeah,
promotion.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, I think there's pros and cons for both concepts. You know, if you look at the old way of, it used to be, you know, you had to win the grand final in the Championship to get promoted. So you didn't know till October whether you're up or down. You've got 6 weeks to put a squad together. And what you were attending the finals, teams were yo-yoing. I suppose in this way, it gives you an opportunity to really build.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're going to seriously go for it, then you need to have that infrastructure underneath. You need to make sure you've got finance investment around you ready to elevate you when you do go in. And I suppose now the salary cap's been increased in the Championship, it's allowing teams to be able to run full-time operations.
Yeah.
Whereas before, the salary cap was like 400,000. You know, you couldn't run a full-time operation. So teams weren't even getting prepared or being equipped to be able to make the jump up to Super League. So now teams have got the opportunity. There's nowhere. There's only three teams spending the salary cap, because there are a lot of the teams in this division only spending probably 300,000-400,000 because they don't have that capacity. But if they're serious about it and they want to have a crack at trying to get there, they can slowly get that investment in, or they can build certain infrastructure within their club to bring in those income revenue streams. And then maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 10 years down the line, you know, they've got that opportunity when they become big enough as a club to go up. So I certainly believe I can see the thought process behind it. But yeah, there's still always going to be a gulf because, you know, like you said, you know, the Super League clubs are spending double the amount of the Championship clubs are at the top end. So there's always going to still be that challenge. And the question is will any Championship clubs get promoted? But I think we've seen enough that through the Challenge Cup games and things like that, that on their day, you know, a Championship club can turn over a Super League club. So reality is, in that top middle eight, if you finish fifth and you go to that million pound game, you've got a chance there. Mm-hmm. One-off game, who knows?